Raging rivers, hungry bears, drastic avalanches, roaring seas. No matter how prepared you are, a walk in the woods can go from innocent to disastrous in the blink of an eye. When pushed to their breaking point, humans are capable of astonishing things. Things they would have never thought possible. This is In the Wild. Many of the real-life survival stories told on this podcast involve people in frightful and desperate scenarios, stranded for days and sometimes weeks on end. This particular story went on for far longer. A Chinese sailor by the name of Poon Lim found himself in one of the worst survival scenarios ever recorded when, at the height of World War II, a Nazi U-boat sunk the merchant ship he was on, the SS Ben Lomond. Lim's story began as the British had become undermanned with qualified sailors in 1942 under the threat of a heavy Nazi presence. The Brits tapped the Chinese to increase their manpower, and many young Chinese nationals stepped up to assist their allies. Unfortunately, some of them were assigned to the SS Ben Lomond, built in 1922. The 420-foot-long ship was slow, not easy to maneuver, and its weaponry was equally unimpressive. As the ship tried to cross the Atlantic Ocean on November 23, 1942, things looked grim as it encountered an enemy. The ship was naturally no match for the more modern German submarine U-172, and after firing two missiles, the British merchant ship sank in only 2 minutes. The heaviness of the ship dragged it down into the ocean floor, along with its crew. As the bodies of the crew finally emerged, with the assistance of their life jackets, they were long distances apart and unsure of their locations. Some died from the impact, and there are varying accounts online regarding whether some of the surviving men were rescued by passing ships. Second steward of the ship, Poon Lim, was certainly not rescued, but was able to get on board the Carly float, the life raft from the SS Ben Lomond. The float was a mere 8 by 8 feet, but had a small tent that could provide cover for harsh weather conditions, and came equipped with 40 liters of water, signal flares, an electric torch, and some tin cans packed with dry biscuits. This was an appropriate means of survival for a normal rescue at sea, but Poon Lim's situation was far from average. Having no means of knowing where to steer, Lim was in a state of shock. Fight or flight. To make matters worse, his swimming skills were poor. But regardless of these obvious fears, he maintained a strong will to survive by any means necessary. The days racked up, becoming weeks. The reality was explicit. Poon Lim would die if he didn't stretch his imagination for a means to continue on. With water running out, he used the waterproof tent above him to collect rainwater for drinking and stored that water in the tin cans. He took apart the electric torch stored on the raft and pulled out a long wire. Using his teeth, he additionally pulled a nail out of the boat, and with these materials, he created a makeshift fishing pole. Sure enough, it worked. To be safe from any health risks, he'd leave the fish he caught under the sun and let them dry in heat before he consumed any of it. Lim was able to stay nourished enough to continue his voyage in hopes of being rescued. For months at sea, Poon Lim encountered ships in the distance, but they didn't see him. Terrifyingly, he even came in contact with yet another German U-boat similar to the one that sank him and his crew, but they just passed by. In yet another twist of bad luck, a plane from above saw the Chinese sailor, but when they threw a buoy out to sea while overhead, a storm instantly approached them. The skies turned black, and the plane simply gave up in their attempt to save the men. Keep in mind, this was from 1942 to 1943, so there was no form of communication to track down other aircraft to assist in the rescue. The storms continued to brew and were problematic, to put it mildly. One night, as an exhausted Poon Lim tried to get control of the raft and keep it from being capsized, a powerful storm forced all of his supplies to drift into the ocean. All of the rainwater collected, fish, and all that was left of the few supplies on board. He managed to keep hold of his makeshift fishing pole, but was too exhausted to try to fish. The sailor no longer knew how many grueling weeks or months he had been at sea, and his hope was fading. For the ones who live life on their own terms, the ones who venture to wide open spaces off the grid, you know that mobile and outdoor living still require energy and power to get you where you want to be and stay connected. With systems designed for backpackers all the way to RVers, Jackery provides the energy and power you need. As a pioneer in the portable power industry, Jackery launched the world's first lithium portable power station in 2015 and continues to provide innovative tech solutions for outdoor green power. With the Jackery Explorer Solar Ready Portable Power Station, the Jackery Easy Carry Solar Saga Solar Panels, or the Jackery rechargeable power stations that can function as a solar generator system for backup and off-grid power, Jackery can take your outdoor adventures to the next level. Go to Jackery.com to find out more. That's Jackery.com. And now, back to In the Wild. The sun was blistering, and as the winds calmed, Lim would simply drift to sleep, lying on the raft. When he awoke one morning, a seagull perched the raft in front of his eyes. He was in dire need of food, and with little other choice, he stomped the bird, which he then ate. As more birds landed on the Carly float, he did the same. Lim gained the strength to begin fishing again, but encountered yet another horrific scenario. As no fish took the bait, the reality of why quickly frightened the hell out of him. The bird blood he drained into the water attracted sharks to surround the meager raft, and those sharks scared any fish away. In an epic feat of strength after months at sea, Poon had to fight off a shark. His survival instincts kicked in, and he pulled out a makeshift knife he'd put together to cut the fishes open, crafted from the lid of one of the biscuit tins. It saved his life and supplied him with shark meat to continue on. He no longer encountered any planes or boats, enemy or ally. But a sign of hope had finally appeared. As he continued to steer aimlessly, the water was no longer dark, but a beautiful, bright blue. He must be near land, he suspected. This was the relief he had been praying for. As he made it to the sand, he looked around for any sign of life. Three fishermen approached him. Despite a language barrier, they were able to get a gist of what Poon Lim had survived. He was in Brazil, he'd learned, and the fishermen rushed him to the hospital. The date was now April 5th, 1943. A draining 133 days since the SS Ben Lomond had sunk. The nightmare was now over. Poon Lim spent 2 weeks in the hospital recovering. He'd lost 20 pounds, but was amazingly able to walk unassisted and had no major injuries to speak of. When told how long he'd been missing, he replied, "I hope no one will ever have to break that record." Though no one has lasted longer on a lifeboat, the record of being stranded at sea has since been broken twice, in fact. First by three Mexican sailors from 2005 to 2006, and then from November of 2012 to January of 2014 by El Salvadorian fisherman Jose Salvador Alvarenga. His surviving colleagues were never found as far as what is known. Poon Lim was awarded the British Empire Medal by King George VI. The British Royal Navy went on to incorporate his techniques into their manuals for survival. His journey was also an inspiration for the opening sequence of science fiction novel, The Stars, My Destination, by Alfred Bester. Lim decided to emigrate to the United States following the war, and though the quota of Chinese immigrants had been filled, with the help of Democrat Senator Warren Magnuson of Washington, he was allowed entry and eventually became a citizen. Lim spent the remainder of his life in the U.S. until he passed away in Brooklyn, New York, at the age of 72 in 1991. Poon Lim's life was a true testament of man's will to survive, even in wild scenarios one couldn't possibly fathom.
Thank you for tuning in to another exciting installment of In the Wild. To hear more captivating stories of real-life survival, hit the subscribe button wherever you're listening and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Stay prepared, because you never know when you may find yourself in the wild.